Blog Talk Radio.
Divine peace and blessings.
serenity and tranquility. I am the Divine Prince on Block Talk Radio, emanating to you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and universally from the working temple of the House of Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, author, practitioner, and advisor in the Mid-South Mississippi Delta, City of the Dead, Memphis, Tennessee, where we have a great pyramid and tomb of the unknown and unutilized, with a statue of Osiris standing out front proudly but silently, beckoning a call from our ancient past and sounding an alarm for our coming futures, beaconing to lost souls and spiritual wanderers to come and find life along the banks of the mighty Mississippi, for the assistance and rebirthing of life and regeneration to the dry bones and parched of spirit. Who will join me in meeting them at the river? Who will assist us in our endeavors? Today is Wednesday, September 9th, 2009, in the month, year, and day of Yansa Oya, the zodiac sun of Virgo, the Virgin, and the waning gibbous moon at 75%, and Mercury in retrograde. It is said we are in a Leo lunation disseminating phase with the Virgo sun and the moon in Taurus. And remember, with Mercury in retrograde from the 7th to the 29th, these days require more room for adjustment than usual. Double-checking information is essential. Truly, we are in a period of dramatic and powerful change and transformation, and a time of and for consultation with our elders and ancestors. I am sharing with you now in divine peace and understanding, love and light, ritual and overstanding from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, revolutionary, and evolutionary. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils. For it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, and spiritual walk and works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with within our daily existence here on Mother Father Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Please let us also recognize my co-host tonight. Papa Say can be located in my virtual temple group, House of the Divine Prince, and the direct link can be found at the top of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince. Let us please offer our humble respect and honor to Papa Say. You can also locate more information on Papa Say and my other co-hosts, respectively, on their Block Talk Radio profiles. I would also like to recognize and give honor and mention to Queen Eve Fama, the true terrorist, here on Block Talk Radio on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. May her queendom reign forever and ever. Amen and Ashe. Once again, my website where I can be reached, utilizing various means almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. Please also know that I have another site, my virtual temple group, House of the Divine Prince, where I and Papa Faye and various other Pan-African and world spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners can be located in one convenient place, and they are from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. The direct link can be found at the top of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. We will be forward with the meditation and the manifestation of consciousness demonstration momentarily. All is a blessing in divine peace and transcendence, light and illumination. Ashe.
Non, non, mauvais dato, marelé, non, non, mauvais dato.
Pichalo!
Non, non, mauvais dato, marelé, non, non, mauvais dato. Prête un visou là pour mal tirer les oiseaux. Prête un visou là, mal tirer les oiseaux, non, moi, ma pose qui est à Bayo, non, non, mauvais dato.
Non,
non, mauvais dato,
and we are binding right now in this moment that which is not vibrating in divine light, that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave demons and devil, jinn and man, succubus, incubus, vampires and dark lords and souls and entities of every make and order. Haters and perpetrators, Rasta imposters, faking Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, race baiters and nation dividers, overnight psychic experts and spiritualists and those armchair revolutionaries, you are now officially on notice. False prophets and ministers, imams and all other various vipers of the world community, those who would pimp the entire world just to honor and glorify your own ego and carnal desires, just to bring imbalance and division. We know who you are and we know where you stand. Satisfying your flesh and doing it all in God's various and most righteous names, stirring your cauldron pots of evil and darkness, vanity and covetousness, hatred and unholy retribution, claiming mastery and power over that which you have no knowledge of or understanding, manifesting all manner of evil and jinn, and understanding not why you are never at peace, never at home, ever in need of that which the Most High creators freely give to those who truly walk and understand the path of light and righteousness. Know that we are here, the spiritual, supernatural, royal army of the Most High, and the work must and will continue. Know that the interjection of my essence and imagery will only sweeten your pot. It will only bless that which you would seek to curse, will only reverse that which you would seek to conjure. Know that your work is being undone and you are bound by your own hand and accursed by your own decisions. Understand that you are powerless because of that which you fear the most, for truly, only love and fear exist, and fear is just an illusion. Know that you will be judged in accordance with your own judgments. Those that stand in hatred for me, know that you will be far too busy fending off those who have hatred for you, for it is the divine law of mirrors. You will come before me in one way, but you will flee before me in seven ways. You speak to curse me in one way and understand not that you speak curses upon yourselves in multiples of seven times seven ways. The Most High God will cause you to be smitten before your enemies. You will want to go out one way against them and will flee before them in seven ways. Know and understand that you advance not forward because of your own ignorance, because of your own fears, because of your own self-hatred and self-loathing, because of your own backbiting and savagery, lawlessness and carnality, because of your own ego-driven, disrespectful, prideful, foolhardy denial of forces and things greater than yourself and your grounded and earthen understanding. And right now we command you to grow or to be gone, to loose or you too shall be bound. And we are right now in this moment loosing the captives within the confines of their own minds, hearts, souls, spirits, and light bodies for ultimate manifestation here in this moment, and loosing the divine and righteous spirit and energies of the Most High and purest order. Right now in this moment, we stand in I Am consciousness. Right now, in this moment, we stand in divine Christ consciousness. We, in this moment, stand in divine Krishna consciousness. We stand in our Mahadasha, our great period in our divine destiny, never to be victims again, understanding that all can be accomplished and maintained first from within the spirit realms. In this moment, we stand, and we are dark matter. We are transcendent light. We stand and the God in me greets the God in you. The goddess in me greets the goddess in you. The divine spirit in me meets the same divine spirit in you in divine namaste. Harmony and cosmic universal balance. in the presence of our divine creators, we stand now in this moment. In the presence of our ascended ancestors, we stand now in this moment with a host of divine and angelic entities and forces struggling to reach out to us to assist us in our endeavors and to ultimately save us from our pitiful selves. And so we stand. In quantum metaphysics, in La Marasa, and Namaste, we recognize the duality that has ever existed in this world, and in this moment, we make efforts to bring those two forces together, ultimately leading to a higher unity and non-dual state of oneness. God and Goddess, priest and priestess, king and queen, man and woman, heaven and earth, sun and moon, light and darkness, for there is indeed no sphere of our existence untouched by the symbolic significance of Namaste. And so right now in this moment, we vibrate and illuminate the divine light of higher amethyst consciousness and the connection we have to the divine universal creator, hematite at our feet, that we may grow, evolve, rebirth, and remember our higher selves and consciousness, and master that which we have contracted to do within this life and this realm, to bring about union and balance with the divine creators, all that is and I am. We set forth right now in this moment a reverberation across the proverbial spiritual metaphysical pond of all time and space, all force and weight, and transmit, project, and emit a divine beacon out to the spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, and mentally enslaved, incarcerated, and comatose. And know that this will not return unto us void. Our prayer and reverberation will not return to us in vain and without divine manifestation. Go with me now, go within to your core and center, to the quiet and still place of all inner understanding, the altar of the soul, the temple of the Most High, and macrocosmic, microcosmic experience. To the place of the great oracles and the smoldering serpentine fires, and free your mind of the things of this world, what you have done, what you are doing, what you have yet to do, what you may be lacking of or in need of, and just for a moment. Just for a moment. Act as if you truly believe and understand that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils. For it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Now, just for a moment, allow yourself to see with my eyes and my understanding that I may carry you on a divine journey to self-discovery and empowerment, to spiritual elevation and divine illumination, that I may carry you on the wings of Shekinah glory to the inner mansions of the Most High Gods and Goddess. For in my divine Father's house, in my divine Mother's house, there are many mansions, and within these mansions are the divine secrets, blessings, and mysteries of all that is, that has ever been, and is yet to come. In this place, there is absolute peace and divine understanding, divine power, healing, and protection. In this place are tranquil pools and uncharted corridors, which hold all the blessings and possibilities that the divine creators have promised us before embarking on this perilous earthen journey. Walk upon the fine red and purple carpets and smell the incense of frankincense and myrrh, sage and nectar burning in the air. Hear the rhythmic chiming, timing sounds of the sistrums of balance, reorder, and rejuvenation. Hear the sound of continuously flowing, healing, purifying waters and wells. And find your place with us along the sides of the pools of divine peace and tranquility, the fountains of eternal life-giving waters of healing, divine knowledge, and understanding. As we journey to the center, let us not have fear or apprehension as we open the doors and uncover the mysteries, the divine mysteries of who and what, when, where, why, and how we are, and fortify that which we need for this cosmic journey. Ranks are forming and sides chosen. The spiritual warriors and high priests and priestess of honor and glory are fighting on our behalf and of all that is good and righteous. We battle in earnest, and they stand now in this moment with us and for us. And for those without a voice and powerless, know that you wrestle not alone, and you wrestle not in vain. We light incense and burnt offerings for those who cannot protect and defend for themselves, and know that we are here called as we have been throughout creation since the beginnings of time itself. Know that this is the time to rise from your slumber and pick up spiritual arms to fight against spiritual wickedness and injustice, darkness, deception, and calamity, wherever in the world, in our divine universe, it may exist. If not now, when? If not you, then who? In this divine moment. In this moment, we light candles to light the way of those who may have lost their way and to guide them back to the light. We also light candles in this moment against all that would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave. Know that we are binding you right now in this moment, and that these are more than just mere words. We are binding you, demons and devils. We are binding you right now in this divine moment. And we are freeing the captives and the enslaved. In this moment in time, we light candles to acknowledge and show honor and appreciation to those who have come before us and laid the way and the foundation upon which we all now stand. We light incense and burnt offerings in this moment for those that have come before us, our exalted and ascended ancestors, and those who laid the path before us in blood, sweat, tears, prayers, and ritual. We pour libation in this moment to their continued life force, blood, honor, and spirit. To our known and unknown ancestors, we give them honor that we may preserve and never lose connection to their ingenuity, wisdom, and perseverance. They will forever remain connected to our history, that we may remain connected to their power and legacy of survival. May it never leave us. Never leave us, but be with us in all that we set our hands to do, that we will bring honor and not shame on our forefathers and foremothers as we battle forward in this often uncertain and perilous time. And so we pour red anointed brick dust and form a virtual universal chain of intention and action, of divine protection for all who would do the will of light and divinity on the behalf of all creation. Let us not sojourn and endeavor in vain. Let it not be for naught. Let it not be for vanity. Let it not be for carnality. Let it not be for flesh or ego. Let it not be for materialism and gluttony. Let it be for naught, for pride and the glory of Babylon. But endeavoring that the divine creators will be pleased with us, and that we will forever pay homage to the divine forces beyond our present level of comprehension, and ultimately find our way back home to be with them as evolved souls, fully functioning light beings. We meet tonight in the crossroads of what has gone before and what is yet to come. We meet at the crossroads of all time and space, interdimensionally, cosmically, vibrating in pure light and understanding, knowing that we stand at the center of the divine universe and all that is right now and in this very moment. And we stand not in vain, we stand not alone, and we stand not without divine purpose. Ranks are forming to do battle in the spirit realms with us and for us. We need only to honor and acknowledge them to bring their presence, evolution, and wisdom forth into our plane of existence. Know that the spirit realms are more real than this illusionary, transitory, relative, ever-changing physical plane dimension for which many, many are ill-prepared to navigate. True spiritual power and knowledge lies in its efficacy and its ability to manifest real and powerful, tangible, lasting, universal change and results right here and right now in this divine moment in time. Know that we are at war, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I, Tychicus, Ishu Tiriri, a faithful minister, shall make known to you all things. May we be purified and stand the test. May our credentials and titles, doctorates and degrees, bloodlines and clubs of exclusivity and politics, May our demonstration stand the test of time by the divine fire and return as pure gold. And may we never, ever again be led astray. And with this, we send our prayers to heaven, Olorun, continually and without ceasing. Aboru, Aboye, Abosiche, Ashe. May our Igbo reach our room. May our Igbos be accepted. May our Igbo allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say Ashe and Ashe and Amen. I will be forward in a moment with more open discussion from spirit and the manifestation of consciousness. Demonstration. Momentarily. What is your demonstration? When visiting the historic downtown Memphis area and its tourist district and street trolley cars, please stop by and visit Winfield Shoes. Carl Winfield, at the corner of Main and Madison, across from the Walgreens, has a selection of fine men's shoes, suits, and accessories, and he even has his own original designer line. Located at 2 South Main Street in downtown Memphis in walking distance from Peabody Place and the Great Memphis Pyramid. Carl Winfield's phone number is area code 901-528-2222. Be sure to tell Carl that the Divine Print sent you from Blog Talk Radio. And visit Tony on the south side of the Main Street trolley car at the Jewelry Market, 43 South Main Street, Memphis, Tennessee. And Tony's phone number is 901-522-9624. And Cafe Napoleon at 86 North Main Street. That number is 901-524-1848. When visiting downtown and looking for something fast but southern and tasty, please visit Cafe Napoleon's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and be sure to tell Joe that the Divine Print sent you from Blog Talk Radio. They are also co-owners of Rhapsody, 99 North Main Street. That number is 901-791-2512 for delicious and tasty gourmet wraps, deli, and desserts. Catering is also available. All of these fine establishments can be located right off the historic Main Street trolley car, respectively. And be sure to tell them that the Divine Prince sent you from Blog Talk Radio. To freedom fighters and core supporters in Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, and the country, the core chapter leaders, grassroots community leaders, and to those who seek to the cause of truth and advance the cause of justice, this is to say you are cordially invited to the CORE 32nd Anniversary Annual Freedom Fund Awards Banquet, Saturday, October 17th, 2009, at 6 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Labor Center, 485 Beale Street at the corner of the historic Beale and Thomas. Guest speaker will be Dorothy Lewis of Potomac, Maryland, NCORE Chairperson, International Commission on Reparations. Special program features an interpretive dance by the teacher, a conversation in Swahili by the students from the Fannie Lou Hamer Freedom School in Etta, Mississippi, musical performance by gospel jazz recording artist Barbara Jeffries of Memphis, Tennessee, and classical spiritual vocalist Erica Holmes of Nashville, Tennessee. Your presence on this occasion pays a fitting tribute to 22 years of struggle and service to humanity by CORE, the Commission on Religion and Racism, and Dr. Isaac Richmond, founder and national director of CORE. For more information, please call area code 901-870-5267. You can also contact the Divine Prince here at Blog Talk Radio, or by visiting my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. This show and these ads are all sponsored and supported by Hoodoo Central and the House of the Divine Prince. Peace and blessings.
Shit. aniye mama shegun mo ale mi o shegun mo aniye mama shefofo ale mi o shefofo e mama toro omo lomo laida ale mi o shegun mo e mama toro omo lomo laida ale mi o shegun mo o ti pe ta tin so ko sere ni be e ti so ti tunumbu
Ashe, and of course that was our brother, family, and friend from West Africa, Nigeria, Fred Barty, creator of Kawa C8. Fred Barty can be reached on twitter.com, and that's Fred, F-R-E-D, Barty, capital B as in boy, A-R-D-Y. You can also shoot him a message via the Divine Prince and Papa Say here on Block Talk Radio, or by visiting the website, www.houseofthedivineprince. Once again, this show is sponsored and brought to you by our many sponsors who we present to you during the show. It is also funded by Hoodoo Central, which is owned by me and moderated by Papa Say. Papa Say, I believe, just put that link in the chat room if you do wish to join Hoodoo Central and be an active participant. We are seeking participants with some level of knowledge of Hoodoo and Pan-African studies and religions who will be able to assist us with some of the normal tasks of running the group. Many listening already have some idea where I'm going when I say demonstration. Manifestation of consciousness is about putting into practice, motion, manifestation, that which we say we believe and are conscious of. When we say conscious, we are speaking in spiritual, historical, and cultural terms of awareness, awareness is critical to the understanding and manifestation of consciousness. We become aware or more aware of ourselves at every deepening level and position of understanding as we grow and evolve with consciousness. Our behaviors change, our language changes, our belief system and mores evolve, or at least they should be. Consciousness is what we believe, what we think. Manifestation is the byproduct of what we really truly believe and understand and project. And our demonstration is second nature. It is what we do and how we operate even before we have had time to contemplate and think about it. It is a deeper level of understanding and awareness. We cannot fully discover and comprehend consciousness without awareness. And awareness brings people, places, behaviors and things into a different level of focus at an even more intimate and redefined level than what we consider our normal waking state of mind and consciousness. In fact, I beg to offer that we are even more aware in our subconscious mind. That is not being governed by outside influenced programming. I have often stopped the client from giving information during a reading as to not to interfere or influence the rational waking state of our mind, which is always seeking to problem solve, always seeking to find the gap, find the loophole, find the logic and the rationale. It is a form of total submission that makes true psychic ability possible. Many of us are too busy listening to our own voice to hear that voice of divinity and deity. Many of us are too busy reshaping that voice, fine-tuning that voice, redefining that voice to match our limited understanding of creation. Excuse me. Sometimes along our path, we get stuck with ourselves, with people, with behavior, which at one point in our journey we may have accepted or blindly overlooked. But as we sojourner and soul journey to our next cosmic destination, we have to take inventory, as Ian LaVan Zant teaches. We have to clean house, as Hoodoo teaches, and reevaluate the validity of certain behaviors and entities in our lives. Is this fig tree bearing fruit? This is, as with all of my topics, multidimensional and multifaceted, and can be applied to many areas of life and existence outside the realms of spirituality and religion. A subtitle for this subject matter could be the perpetration of consciousness. Understanding it, recognizing it, is crucial and necessary part of this equation of spiritual consciousness. Many get tricked in the world of spirituality and religion and in other areas because we don't understand or fully interpret these words, consciousness and demonstration. And I'm a firm believer and teacher that there is a thin line, if any line at all, between consciousness and demonstration. Speaking from an experience I know well and grew up under was the quote-unquote church demonstration of consciousness. There is a demonstration that is learned, memorized, and rehearsed. We all know it when we see it, those of us who grew up in the church. We know it when we hear it. We, being those who truly understand and process demonstration fully with our third eye open. There is a learned cadence, particularly in the evangelical churches and many of the more spirited and free-formed churches. And when I say free-form, I mean the church environments not like the Methodists or the Mormons, who typically have a general program or script that they don't deviate from, which does not allow for very much personal expression. But when I say free form, I mean the church environment that allows for more personal expression and demonstration. And many of you know what I mean. There is a rhythm and a cadence that is supposed to suggest spirit and fire, religious fervor and commitment. It is so common as to be totally lost on some without third eye vision and understanding. There are some more exaggerated versions, like the pastor that comes on, I think it is BET, at 3 o'clock in the morning with the prayer kerchief, you know, the little red prayer kerchief, the little handkerchief, the red blood of Jesus prayer kerchief, and God is going to work a miracle in your life. You know, he always puts that extra emphasis on God. I think it's because he can't say God legitimately without feeling that wrath of retribution. Now, some of us watch and at that and think, you know, what the heck? Why? And how do people even fall for this? Well, there is a magic, a hoodoo of sorts in certain icons and symbolisms and demonstrations. And it is a matter of expectation, history, or experience, knowledge and instinct at a gut level. So even as a child, the hair would stand up on end on my arms in the presence of true spirit-inspired tongues. I don't mean the here come a Honda, the fake stuff. I mean true spirit-inspired tongues. Me and Wapani, my youngest sister, could and would look at each other from across the church, and there would be a knowing, an instinct, when it was real and when it was fictitious. It wasn't a judgment. It was a true spiritual intuition that many children are born with until it is removed from them through reprogramming in our society. Often women appear to have connection to this ingenuity and this intuition greater than men, but it is cross-sex lines dependent on the individual, the strength of the moon and goddess in their chart or life path, and their willingness to tap and develop this connection. Now, some cannot tap this connection. They're too stuck in a false sense of masculinity. You know, I have Santeros, Babalao, Paloists who contact me privately, secretly, all the time. And their biggest concern is that they cannot ride or be rode. They cannot horse for female deities, and they don't understand why. And, of course, I try and help them by first reconstructing their understanding of manhood and power. And what is actually taking place during that exchange. You know, it's a bad omen to not be in touch with the women of your family, your great aunties and your great grandmamas, and their knowledge and their history and their expertise. Those gifts are usually passed down through family lines, particularly on the female side. Not because men can't carry them, but because men often shut them out. Men typically, in our culture, operate from the blue, left brain, logic, reasoning side of their consciousness. The spirit realm is truly foreign territory to them. Even for those Christians under the sound of my voice who participate in these churches where they do have fire and the Holy Ghost and the Spirit, just watch the men. How often do you see men allow spirit to truly work with them? And we accept this. We have come to accept this, and by so accepting it, have crippled them to some degree within the spirit realm, which is why many of our men now cannot control their emotions, cannot problem solve and communicate on a more intuitive feeling level, and have to immediately resort to the fist or to the bullet. Once mastered, men typically master this in a very different way than women, because of or in proportion to this moon energy and cycle. So a man who truly opens himself up to that experience, that level of experience and connection with goddess and the female deities and the female ancestors of his family and bloodline, his masculinity typically helps to make him a better horse in that he's not quickly given to emotion. An example of this is in the social networking stratosphere and religion altogether. Men tend to stereotypically be more attracted to the logical orientation of religion, while women are oft more captivated by the spirit or emotional elements of religion or consciousness. That's not to say that they don't take in the logical, the book, the orientation, but they're more open to spirit. Men want to challenge and debate ideology and philosophy, often living in a very confined space of belief, looking for a mirror back of that system. That's what the argument is about. They're looking for a mirror back of what they believe. They're blocking all the openings for anything new to come in. They often join a movement first because they believe they are in agreement to the ideology, but typically don't completely give themselves emotionally, if ever, to the movement in the same way as women. And an unfortunate example of this was Jonestown, which was overwhelmingly women and their children, the men often being in more leadership and organizational roles, where women may, for instance, in Christianity, we all have a Bible, but she may be more drawn to the demonstration and the ability of the leader to reach her from an emotional place, and then might discover down the road that their ideologies don't quite match up. And this happens in love and relationships. That hormone kicks in, that emotion kicks in, that sense of ideology of being in love, being in this caring, supportive relationship kicks in, and all the realities of the demonstration you go blind to. And they'll run to their girlfriend, they'll run to the mama, they'll run to their friend, and they'll complain as long as you listen. And some of you know what I'm talking about. The minute you agree, the minute you say, girl, you need to leave that man, she might cuss you out. She might hang up on you. Oh, well, he's really not that bad. It wasn't abuse. He just shook me. He just grabbed me. So understand through that prism, if you will, the message I'm trying to get across here. And I'm speaking in more general terms, but these can be applied to various situations on many levels. So when I see or hear women being sexually offended or violated within the realms of consciousness, religion, and spirituality, it angers me greatly. upon learning of the details, more often than not, there were signs in the demonstration of either party, the victim and the victimizer. Because often we first give over. We choose to ignore our signals. We choose to ignore true consciousness. True consciousness speaks in a soft, still voice. Sometimes it will become more aggressive, particularly when you're in a situation of great alarm or hazard, it may become more aggressive. But often it speaks in a soft, still voice, and we often turn it off or choose to ignore it. I am often surprised by how so-called conscious and religious people communicate in cyberspace, where there is a false sense of anonymity and identity. Rude, intimidating, lewd, offensive, in denial of boundaries and etiquette, excessively racial, excessively sexual, worldly, and Babylonian, understanding not that it lessens your own credibility and eventually degrades the experience for everyone. And there's a new phenomenon. I call it consciousness dating. You know, where you have a certain type of sister and a certain type of brother, and we put on the outside costuming of consciousness, but when we observe the demonstration from a silent, still, non-judgmental perspective, it's all about dating. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, wanting to date, wanting to find somebody that you're compatible with, that you might be able to, you know, discuss a few topics with. But let's not be in denial of this thing here. Let's not perpetrate a fraud and not call it what it truly is. Many are hurt by these movements. Unfortunately, more women than not, who once finding out the realities, the real eyes of the situation, now they're ready to trash that, the whole movement, trash the whole religion, trash that whole philosophy, until they find the next person that catches their eye. Understanding, this is not true spiritual demonstration. And everyone is guilty. I'm not singling out one group, men and women, black, white, Hispanic, on the continent of Africa and here in the States. It is your demonstration that makes all the difference. Brethren who claim any form of consciousness but do not build and communicate with other brethren should be a red flag to you, sistren. It's real easy to say goddess and my queen, and then they have nothing but bitterness for their own brethren, for their own community. And yes, there are many armchair revolutionaries who mask their bitterness behind a false sense of activity. Once again, it's a cadence. There's a rhythm. You know, they speak in that certain tone, that certain ebonic, which I, you know, never learned. So I can't speak hip-hop. I can't speak in those terms. But we need to get beyond thinking that the ability to do so is an automatic sign of consciousness, of sincerity, of commitment to. Anybody can talk loud. Anybody can learn a language. Anybody can claim credentials, can claim titles, can claim lineages, you know. It is the efficacy of the spiritual demonstration that really makes the difference. So-called consciousness, arrogantly disrespectful of elders and ancestors. This, too, must and will be checked. The spirits are not pleased with this behavior. sisters calling themselves goddess and queen, wearing nothing but a T-shirt on your profile picture, disrespecting the temple of the goddess and labeling it consciousness. It's Babylonian and a disillusion, and you have not a leg to stand on. No soapbox by which to pass judgments via email. A black man totally denigrating black women on Facebook, and ultimately the goddess. What is your response? Where is your outrage to that demonstration? Clean your house. This attempt at stripping away of true consciousness and spirituality is just an excuse for anything goes in blackface savagery and anarchy. The target is the youth, who will have to make the decision at some point along their life path to stand and look for a foundation to stand upon. This foundation is aggressively being removed from under their feet, from within the ranks and from without. They are being programmed for war, programmed to be in someone's world army, whether it's a governmental army, some drug criminal gang army. This cannot succeed if they are taught and understand compassion, humility, spiritual fortitude, uncorrupted morality, and how to live in harmony with the planet as once our ancestors did, and continue to do so through us. I will be forward in the moment.
Hey, hey, Ellie my so me had to come back again with the new style. Le 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 le. Hey,
Iyawo mi, iyawo mi, iyawo mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. Titi iyawo mi, iyawo mi, iyawo mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. Idumi, eh, eh. Like say I don't dey colo. Man, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can to the club together? Make her feel you. Make you feel me. Why one, dance, dance at the club, hey, hey. Baby girl, can I have your number? Come on, show kaka for me. Iyawo mi, iyawo mi, iyawo mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. You see, yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. It do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh. Like say I don't dey follow. It do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh. Like say I don't dey follow.
Ma jaye ori mi, ma jaye. Mama show up by day, got your dad love you. Mama I love mine, mama I love nine. Mama ni le aye mi, titi wa ni mo fe ma jiri. Mi a go spend my money, ma shaye neti. Le 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 le, mama o de ma ba mi tele.
Titi iyawo mi, iyawo mi, iyawo mi.
Every time I see you, I dey fall in love.
Titi iyawo mi, iyawo mi. Yawo mi.
Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. It do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh.
Like say I don't dey follow.
It do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh.
Like say I don't dey follow.
Faka piki faka,
hey.
Faka piki faka,
hey. Mama, na one by one we dey go. Mama, na me and you na today. Mama, jaja yo la baka de jaje. Mama, mo de ma de ba dele. Eliman don't come again now. Eliman don't come again now. Hey, now we see na de fine baba don't do it for me.
Iyawo mi, iyawo mi, iyawo mi.
Every time I see you, I dey fall in love.
You see, iyawo mi, iyawo mi, iyawo mi.
Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. It do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh.
Like say I don't dey follow.
It do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh,
I
with eh.
Like say I don't dey follow.
Alafia and Ashe. And again, that was Eliman Fred Barty from West Africa, Nigeria. If you're interested in any of his musical tracks, please contact me here at Block Talk Radio or via the website www.houseofthedivineprince. Fred Barty, B-A-R-D-Y, is also found on twitter.com. And we're going to bring Papa Say, our honored elder, onto the line with us. Peace and blessings, Papa Say.
Peace and blessings to you. And it's a good show tonight. I like it. It's very good tonight. Everything is going very well. The discussion, the entire business. And when I was listening to you, it reminded me of certain things that we all know happened in the church, and when you spoke of the actual cadence, oh, it brought many things back to my mind, you know, because you know how it starts off, you know, giving unto God who's the head of my life, to His Son mm-hmm. Christ Jesus, the pastor, bishop of my soul, the precious Holy Ghost, the comforter, the keeper of my faith. I greet you all with the Holy Word, peace, and they'll answer back, peace be multiplied. And then they'll start back, I'm thanking and praising God for this, and He did this, and He did that. Mm-hmm. And it builds up in a crescendo. And that was, I remember it from my days, without telling my age or so, but I remember this from convocation in the Church of God in Christ, right down there in Memphis, Tennessee, at Mason Temple. And at this particular time, Bishop Mason was alive. And the Church of God in Christ today is nothing like it was then, but it became a way of knowing who was a part of that group, but also identifying basically who was filled with the Spirit or who was actually under the control of the Spirit. But I recognized just like you and your sister Wapani did, and even though it might have been a good 50 years before you guys were born, I recognized that something was not totally right with everybody there. Now, there were some that this was genuine, but that actual, it's a game. It's a game to act like this is a demonstration of spirit ability or spirit power, when in fact it's a charade. Mm-hmm. And this is not just with Christians. This even happens even like with mine, because my background is Jewish. It happens even in synagogues or so, especially on this time of year. We're getting to Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur with the high holy days. The mm-hmm. same thing, you know, happens like that. Individuals have to come, and they're going to stay in here and do this whole, all of the liturgies, the services for Yom Kippur. Well, all we have in the synagogue is really prayer meetings, and they get more and more elongated. But there were three of them. You know, it's one the night before Yom Kippur. Then there's the morning one. Then there's, which is called Shacharit. Then there's one in the afternoon called Mincha. Then there's one at night, okay, which is called Aravit. And in between, there are these periods where we call it a Shelechat, which is like an hour long of continuous praying and asking God to forgive you for your sins and stuff, which is nothing wrong with that. But the thing that showed you were a real good, a bona fide Jew, you were a real one, was that you would try to make it and you would go to all of these different services. And then, you know, when I think about it now, there was just no way you could logically do that. All of those services were for people who could not make it at certain times of day, so they had an opportunity to do it. But with them, with a lot of Jews, this was showing their willingness to actually be in proper context with the Torah and other things like that. But it was a charade because it was just a form. It didn't mean anything. I mean, I'm here. And hear this Hazan, this cantor is up here, and he's reciting all these prayers in Hebrew, and you got this Siddurim, this prayer book right here, and you're looking at this, and if you can't read Hebrew, you don't know what the hell he's saying. You don't know anything like that. So most people are just sitting there just listening while they're chanting the prayers or whatever. Now, there's some there who could really read it and see what it was, you know. We were made to sit up and read. We were made to learn it and to read it. But the fact is that there was no substance there. There was no, you know, it's just like the title here, there was no demonstration. Mm-hmm. What we were seeing was an act, And people took that to mean the real thing. And I listened to when you brought up the fact about the clientele we get. And that is true. Many times, individuals will contact us or have contacted me, and they are having an emotional turmoil at home or wherever, you know, and the object of their dreams, their significant other, is not acting the way that they should act. And they're emotionally caught up in this, and all they want to hear is that, oh, he's going to come back and everything is going to be all right. And he, really more than that, he does love you. And this other woman that was there, she really doesn't know anything about it. Or she's doing something to him to make him come back to you and stay away from you. And that's why this is a block there. When the absolute truth is, in the situation is that, and I've even had to do that to say, look, daughter, and they will always say, you know, this is my soulmate. And I says, look, daughter, you've got the wrong idea. You think that a soulmate is somebody that's going to be around you forever or that's just like you. They like the same thing I like. I want to do the same thing. That's not a soulmate. That's a twin soul. And very rarely do you find that. We have many soulmates in our lives. Our first soulmates are our parents.
Right.
And I'm saying that because one thing issue about soulmates that everybody really needs to understand, that a soulmate doesn't mean a permanency in that relationship that way. Most of the time it means that this relationship is going to stop. It is going to end because it has to evolve to a higher level. And you can't do that with them. The reason why most love affairs and whatnot only go so far is because you two have grown past each other.
Or there's no consideration of spirit from the very beginning.
Correct.
You know, I'm this is not just a Christian thing. We're talking across religious paths right now, from Ifa to Yoruba to Islam and on. How is it that we enter these agreements, these contracts, these relationships, without first consulting spirit?
Right.
Without first going to who we say we serve, who we say we worship,
right.
who we say we draw
right.
our power
right.
from. And these are the things that bleed through in your demonstration.
Right, right.
And it's usually the person who's quietly sitting back watching.
Right.
Who you aren't even aware of watching,
who
sees and understands this perspective of demonstration. Because
right.
we often get so caught up in the moment, in our own desires, in our own flesh, that we don't see from spirit. We can't hear clearly from
that's
spirit.
Right.
And generally, that's
right.
why they come to us. Why they come
right.
to a spiritless
right.
is to get that form of clarification.
Right. right. And you know, like with our own ancestors, what happened with them, if there was a crisis, well, before you did, it had to be a crisis, before you did anything, you sought spirit guidance first of all.
Mm-hmm.
You went to your ancestors. That's the first way you went. You know, your ascended ancestors, the one who had went on, who had made that transition, you went to them and you asked them about it. And then if you had the answer but you needed more clarification, you would go to an oracle. You would get an oracle and see exactly what happened. And then in that case, if you weren't too clear or there was something personal you needed, you would go to a group we would call our Umuna, which means the group of children of one father. All of these, you're all descendants of the same man. And you would go in there, your uncles would be, you know, and elder cousins, elder brothers, and they would sit down and discuss this situation with you and see exactly where it went. Then at the same time, you were continually praying to the Most High. You were praying. You were praying to whatever spirits or deities you had, so that you would not make the wrong mistake. You wanted to be right, because we were conscious of the fact that around us, 24/7, there were spirit entities. We were conscious of the fact that we are, each and every one of us, are the sum total of all of our ancestors. And our ancestors are here looking at us. They're here guiding us. They're attempting to help us. We also knew, too, that our descendants, those children who were to be born from us, who are descendants of us, were always there. And this was sometimes, naturally it would be physical descendants, but it could be even spiritual descendants. So we never neglected that. That was the type of society that we grew up in. Nowadays, it's just as you said, go for the gold for you right now. Just get what you got, get what you can get, and, you know, screw anybody else. Forget them. They can just, they can sink. Okay, but you get yours. And for them, the manifestation demonstration of spirit ability was this particular thing that they said they had. But as you said, if they're operating in the flesh, only by natural means, only by physical means, then you'll never have a chance for the spirit aspect to show, because that's what's in everybody's mind now. Spirit people nowadays actually consider individuals who have a certain amount, the more physical acumen, the more physical prosperity, the more physical quote success you have, end of quote, then the more spiritual you must be. And that is not necessarily so. It's not necessarily so. It can be a good indicator, but it's not, if the person is spiritually minded, but it's not necessarily so. And as you said, at what point do you take your spiritual path or your system that you grew up in and said, I am going to start making my decisions and my actions according to this spiritual knowledge I've gained, that I've learned. When are you going to do that? Well, first of all, a lot of folks haven't learned anything spiritually. Mm-hmm. They don't, yeah.
And let's make this clear. When we say a lot of them, I don't care how many pots you have. I don't care how
That's
many
right.
crowns you have. If you can't
That's
manifest
right.
any real spiritual, tangible, lasting change,
That's right.
it's
That's
all for
right.
vanity. I don't care what
That's
you
right.
claim your credentials are, who you claim you walked with. You know, there was a saying, old hoodoo saying down south here, those who know don't tell, and those who tell don't know.
Don't know nothing. That's right.
But we
and
have this generation, this younger generation, particularly coming from off that East Coast corridor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing they want to tell you is what all the crowns they got and what all the initiations they done received and how much Yoruba they can speak. You know, they're walking, you know, hand in hand with Oshun. Mm-hmm. But they're coming to me now because they love life is jacked up.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. You know, I really don't understand that. It's an absence of true spiritual demonstration. It's an absence of any true spiritual foundation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anybody can buy credentials now.
Yeah, you sure can.
You can buy
a
degree now.
And you can buy an initiation in some places, too. You sure can go off and do it. And, you know, just even thinking about something you brought up earlier, a lot of young ladies that I'm seeing, they have taken the title queen, and they have assumed the blasphemy of goddess, and they'll take someone like Oshun, and the only reason why they do that is because Oshun is concerned with beauty, feminine sexuality, those type of things. And I mean, what woman doesn't want to be more beautiful? I mean, and actually, I mean they all do to some degree or something. So the concern is legitimate. The problem is that you take the title and name of a spirit entity, and you don't know hell's bells about it. You
mm-hmm.
go out and you attempt to fake them. I mean, you read a little books, a couple of pamphlets, and then you go out to fake this. Now, I'm talking about people on this side of the Atlantic, because
mm-hmm.
you better not dare do that in the continent. Nobody would dare do that, because there, Oshun is not a figment of their imagination. She is real, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In some places, they'll even call her Mama Water, okay? But the thing about it is here, we see people here in the United States, Cuba, and the other islands and whatnot, who have the audacity to try this. And like you said, you say you're Oshun, and in your Facebook profile you got a picture with nothing on but this like you said, T-shirt. Well, I saw one that had nothing on but a T-shirt, and the T-shirt was rolled up and tied up so her belly would be seen, and whatever else was below there, you know. And my whole thing is this, you know, when I look at that, Oshun is not about what you're doing, young lady. That's not what it's about. Okay, what is Igbo is called Idemili or Imomiri, if you want to call it like that. Same thing, but in Mama Water, same thing. But she's not concerned with that. She's concerned about your femininity, but she's concerned about you acting queenly. She's not concerned. She doesn't want you to act like a prostitute. That's not what she wants.
And you can't take everyone into your temple.
You
just can't. You know, you've got to clear for lack of better words, who you bring into your house when you work with deity, who you bring into your bed when you work with deity. So it's no wonder that these relationships fall on hard times. You know, they're often not built on anything substantial to begin with.
Right. That's true. That's true. And you see stuff more gross than the other ones would know, and we both know. And again, everybody, I'm not, as we would say in the black community, I'm not pouring salt on any one particular group or anything like that. But I have noticed some type of characteristics and things among people of certain groups. And I'd be lying to say that it didn't exist. There has been a paramount move to actually replace the true African content of ATRs, religions such as Ifa, Yoruba religions such as Payo, and things like that, to replace the African part with something that is part African, part Hispanic, part, it's really syncretist, you know, part everyday technology, you know, all of this together. And you know me, you know, I'm basically a purist. I think that you should, you know, if you're gonna talk the talk, you ought to walk the walk. And that's exactly what I believe. And I do understand that people have to worship and have to identify stuff with their ethnic and their cultural background. There's nothing wrong with them. In fact, you better do that, or else it's not going to be legitimate. The problem comes is when you take your culture, your way of doing it, and you call everybody else out and say they're wrong because they're not doing it your way. Mm-hmm. Now, we Jews go through that a lot. The Ashkenazi Jews, which are from Europe, from Northern Europe, from Germany, Poland, Austria, you know, Russia, and places like that, have basically set themselves up as the Jews, period. And if you don't do stuff their way, something's wrong with you. Now, my family, which is from Cuba, my mother's family, which is from Cuba, are what's known as Sephardi Jews. We were the Jews that were in Spain and Portugal, and, you know, when we were kicked out in 1492 when Columbus sailed the ocean blue, he also kicked the Moors out too. They also kicked them out. But we went east. Some of us went to Corsica, to Sicily, Greece, and back to Palestine. And, of course, all over northern and western Africa. But our traditions and whatnot for a long time were called into question because we weren't like these other Jews. Mm-hmm. And it was really ironic because, well, when you really came down to the actual ancestry, well, of course, the Sephardis could definitely prove, you know, that they were this by birth, and the Ashkenazi could only say they were this by conversion or so. But that's not even the point because they're all Jews. But the big thing is that push your thing up as it, and you wind up, a lot of times when people do that, they wind up excluding the very creators, the very people, the very culture that started what you're doing, and you get away from that. You get away from what's original, what's correct in it, and that is what I am seeing. You know, I can say it, folks. I'm over 50. When you get over 50, you can say whatever you want, okay? And I'm going to say it. I am noticing that among Hispanics. I'm saying that my mother was of Cuban birth and whatnot. So I got that part running in me. I'm not talking about anybody. I can say if I'm talking about anything, I'm talking about my own. But I have noticed that there is this big eye and little you, and the big eye that I'm watching going on is just because I've been doing this here in Cuba, or am I supposed to be doing this for 100 years or 50 years, then we have more authenticity than a Yoruba group, an African-American Yoruba group here in the States. And that's absolutely preposterous.
Mm-hmm.
It is crazy. Because, and even they'll even go so far as to call actual Yorubas from the homeland and say, something is wrong with you guys, too. We're the real thing. But it's as you said. And it's as you said, these are young folks that come up, they buy crowns, they buy pots, they buy all of the regalia that's needed there. Well, you know something? You cannot buy authenticity.
You just can't.
You can't buy integrity. You can't do that. You got to just be that. You have to live that. That's the issue even with us, with hoodoo. You cannot buy hoodoo. You can't buy legitimacy with this, or the right to operate in this, or the right to do stuff with this. You have to do this. You have to really, really, honestly, and truly do this. You know, and I've told folks this, and I'm saying it again as an old man, this hoodoo is not something you learn in a classroom. Mm-hmm. We didn't learn it that way. We were taught one-on-one, and it took time. It took years. It took not only just getting information, but we had to practice it. You know, we had to go out and do it, okay? And if you can do it, okay, as they say, action speaks louder than words. If you're getting stuff done, well, guess who the real hoodoo is? The one you a real hoodoo because you spent a year in a class or something and you paid $1,000, you know, to get this. And you can't deliver a cockroach. You can't tell anybody, you know, how to get just basic things, you know, to heal them. I don't want to hear that, okay? And folks, I don't want to get upset, but I'm too old of a tomcat to be tricked by a mouse. I'm
yes,
too
indeed.
Old for that. I'm
and let
too
me
old
jump in
that.
There real quick, Papa, saying, give you just a second to cool down a bit. I want to remind
yeah,
our listeners. I want to remind our listeners that our phone number is area code 347-215-8967. If you would like to call in with a question or comment, please remember to press the number 1 on your phone keypad. This will alert us here at the switchboard that you do have a question or comment. I would like to welcome and thank each and every one of our honored guests for being with us here in the chat room, Quasim Poetic, Shaman Marie, Starkana, thank you all for being here with us. We certainly appreciate your coming and supping with us here at the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central on Block Talk Radio. Often our demonstration is something more subtle, more not necessarily readily definable. It is God, Goddess, Angelics, the stranger watching you when you think you are in a muted or limited range of vision, that demonstration carries its most profound weight. What we do under pressure, when our own well-being, greed, self-perseverance is muted or negated, demonstration is often most potent in how you relate to new and challenging endeavors and situations. We all understand on some level that the politicizer of religion is often loudly, boisterously, arrogantly, and without self-controls, attempting not to convince you, but to convince and reprogram or recrystallize the belief for themselves. You are merely a sounding board in the most literal sense of the word. Often the thrill for them is not in agreement, but the sounding of their own voice reverberating back to them off the side of your head. No man is an island. Even stars do not live in isolation. There is a natural, universal, cosmic exchange of elements and energies constantly taking place within our universe, within ourselves. Consciousness does not produce a constant of anger, repression, resentment, and revenge, but a cyclical process of birthing, intrigue, exploration, and growth, maturity, and understanding that takes you to new depths and new heights, new understanding, and new vigor, and search for truth, overstanding, humility, submission, and then rebirthing again. It is not a destination, but a journey. We will be forward with more conversation momentarily. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Alafia, Divine Peace and Blessings. Welcome back to the Divine Prince and House of the Divine Prince with Papa Say and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. Hoodoo Central is a Yahoo group that I actually created about 5 years ago, but never actually put it into operation until I was directed by Spirit. And I was given by Spirit to have Papa Say eldership and lead Hoodoo Central. So we are now reopening Hoodoo Central and having a membership drive. And we are accepting new members into Hoodoo Central. Papa Say will be entering that link information for the invite into the group in the chat room. So you can click the link, and we will approve you at our earliest convenience. And we want to quickly, with our last 10 minutes, maybe 9 minutes of the show, continue our conversation on manifestation of consciousness and demonstration. And let me quickly give that group link. It is http://groups.yahoo.com/group/hoodoo central. And hoodoo and central are capitalized. It is a chat room where we teach, share, and discuss Pan-African and world religions, primarily from a hoodoo perspective. We do offer lessons and workshops. We do also do reading and other various forms of spiritual work there. And if you are interested, just feel free to send us a request to either myself or Papa Say via Hoodoo Central. And you can also contact us once again through House of the Divine Prince and our Keen Virtual Temple group. And the link to that group is located at the very top of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And I would like to show blessings and honors to all of those who have come to be with us tonight on the phone and in the chat. Star Kana, Black Talion 316, Diva Mama Tanya, we love you. The Manifestation, Quatsum Poetic, Shaman Marie, The Order of Mayat, Brahman, and Genetex. And we once again want to thank you. We greatly appreciate each and every one of you for being here with us here on Blog Talk Radio, and do ask that you return again with us on next Wednesday at 7 p.m. U.S. Central Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, remember Papa Say on Saturday nights here on Blog Talk Radio at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can click on Papa Say's name right now in the chat room and go to his profile and get a direct link to Papa Say's show page. Also, we want to show honor and appreciation to the Queen Ifama, the truth terrorist. She also, I believe, comes on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please let her know that the Divine Prince from Blog Talk Radio did send you. And Papa Say, did you have any other closing comments that you would like to make?
No, really everything was made, and we thank everybody for joining us tonight, and we ask you to always come in and remember us every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. That's 7 to 9 p.m. here with the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio, and yours truly every Saturday night at 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. And as always, we all want you to remember, psychics can definitely see, but hoodoo will set you free. Thanks, and good night to everybody here.
Peace and blessings. Ashe.
Do you love me? Yeah. I don't mind not betraying.
This has been a Hoodoo Central and House of the Divine Prince promotion. Peace and blessings.
Yahoo!